Roger Grossman back with you in Columbia City at the Birdcage. Warsaw 15, Columbia City 7 after 1. We did not get stats from the guys down at the table. They did not email them to us, at least not yet. If we get them, we'll pass them along to you. Eagles have the ball to start quarter number 2. Denning picks up his dribble, throws it across the center circle to Hartman. Hartman drives around Finlinson in the lane. Ball tipped away and taken away. Finlinson got beat off the dribble, then came back and stole it. Long pass down court to Carson Gould. Throws it out to Bricker on the wing. Bricker to the foul line, far side, Martin. Martin backs down in toward the lane but couldn't get past and now throws it out for Finlinson. To Berger, right wing to Gould. Gould with Bricker down on the block, throws it out to Finlinson. Finlinson off a screen, Bricker. Now back to the left side of the key for Berger. Berger draws a double team, finds Gould left corner. Carson starts in against Marshall and throws it out to Finlinson. Now to Gould. Gould starts toward the elbow, draws a double team, now to Berger. Berger down the right side of the lane, got inside, put it up, a whistle, and there's going to be a foul called against Columbia City. The Eagles fans thought there should have been a charge. Hartman with the foul, his first, out of bounds to the Tigers. Almost a minute into quarter 2. Off the inbounds, Gould to play it in. Looking and gets it into Bricker. Bricker, deep right corner, drives in the lane, threw a bad pass across the lane that's taken away by Denning. Marshall up the far sideline to Hartman. Hartman angles in, picks up his dribble. Back to Marshall, out to Denning. Denning holding against Gould. Out of the near side, Fuller. Down to the block, Marshall against Berger. Faces up against him 10 feet out on the baseline. Trying to work his way in the lane. Falling. Oh, and a foul called. Tough break there on Maiden Berger. He's going to pick up his second foul. Luke Yeager will run to the scores table and check in. Again, he was in great shape, and all he had to do was say straight up, and his hand bent over at the last second. That ball was right there where he could see it, and he reached down and slapped at it. Owen Marshall's free throw is no good. They shot 12 out of 15 at the free throw line against Whitco on Wednesday. Berger comes out, Yeager in, with 6:43 left to play in the half. Warsaw 15, Columbia City 7. Marshall shooting for his first point of the night, and he's got it. 15-8, Tigers by 7. Yeager dribbles left, throws it out to Finlinson between the circles. Looking for a cutting Bricker, not open. Right side, Martin is. He shoots for 3. That's no good. Yeager, though, the weak side rebound. Fakes the middle, shoots from the baseline, and puts it home. Luke Yeager, big and strong, puts Warsaw back up by 9. His first 2 of the season. Marshall drives down the left, shoots off the glass, shot it short. Yeager grabs the rebound for Warsaw. Outlet to Gould, long pass down court, too high for Finlinson. And on top of that, it almost hit the rim. It did hit the bottom of the net. Finlinson made a good business decision and ducked his head rather than trying to save that ball from going off the end line. It's out of bounds to Columbia City. Kaufman back in. He lobs to Denning. Denning then is running into Gould trying to draw a foul. Carson's like, hey, I'm just trying to get down the court here. Mulligan between the circles. Denning around to Kaufman on the left. Back out to Denning. Now to Hartman beyond the arc, right of the key. Drives in on Finlinson. Put it up, missed it. Foul called. Oh, they're going to call that a shooting foul. Finlinson with his first. Team's second here in the second quarter. Hartman at the free throw line. He got there a lot against Whitco. He was 9 of 11. Left-hander puts it up and short. I say it a lot. I will say it again. Free throws are about the last thing that really starts to click in for a basketball team here at the beginning of the season as Hartman makes that one. There's no way to simulate free throws in game situations in practice. Martin down the lane, and he got fouled. I think Kaufman's going to get this one, but I'm not sure. It is. Caden with his first. That's the team's second for Columbia City this quarter. Fuller back in. Hartman gets a break. At 5:43 of quarter two, with Warsaw leading 17-9. Gould on the inbound, lobs to midcourt. It will go into the backcourt, and it's over and back. Bricker was ruled to have touched it before it went over the line. And so when he touched it first in the backcourt, that made it a turnover. Well, if they didn't throw that pass, it would have been a five-second call because nobody else was open either. Fuller hands off to Kaufman on the weave. Out top for Richmond. Out now to Mulligan. Mulligan against Bricker. In the lane, Fuller leans into Carson Gould. Off-balance shot is good. Stratton Fuller's got his first two, and it's 17-11. Mini run here for the Eagles. They're within six. Gould leans over the dribble. Out top, Finlinson hands back to Gould. Down to the baseline, he's double-teamed. Bricker wide open, straight out for three. Good again. His second of the game, he's got eight. Just like that, Warsaw's lead is back to nine at 20-11. When he's that wide open, he doesn't miss very often. Stratton Fuller works on a 1-3-1 zone here. A long three-pointer by Denning is good. And a timeout is called here by Columbia City. It is a full timeout. 4:50 left to play in the second quarter. It's Warsaw 20, Columbia City 14. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 20-14 Warsaw after the Eagles called timeout after Denning's three-pointer. Warsaw with the ball at the far end of the birdcage. Jaeger picks up his dribble right of the key beyond the arc. Now Finlinson. Now Bricker left of the key beyond the arc. Loop puts on the floor, draws a double team out to Gould. Right corner Finlinson. Turns and shoots for three, and it's good. He hit 34 for the JV last season. He's got his first for the varsity, and it's 23-14 as the teams trade three-point baskets. Fuller to Denning. Denning one-on-one into Gould, backs him down to the block, leans into him, off-balance shot, no good. Jaeger up high for the rebound for Warsaw. Gould held his ground and wouldn't give in. Carson in transition to Bricker. Thought about the 30-footer, said, I'm too far out, and after one pass, let's get something better. Jaeger, low block left. He's surrounded by white shirts. Lost the ball, got it back. Carson Gould straight out, runs it in the lane, traveling call. Gould travels halfway through quarter two, 23-14. Eagles down by nine. Denning will throw it into Fuller. Warsaw looks like they're man-to-man this trip. Fuller through the center circle. One-on-one against Martin. Hands off to Mulligan. He gives it off for Hartman, who's back in the game. Now to Denning left wing. To Hartman. High pick and roll inside Richmond. He'll put it off the glass. Too high, no good. Got his own rebound and put it up and in. Landon Richmond scores his first basket of the season. 23-16, Tigers by seven again. Carson Gould dribbles left, hands back, Bricker, another three, and another three-pointer is good. Two in the quarter, three in the game. He's got 11, 26-16, Tigers by 10 again. Off a screen, Fuller throws it out to Richmond on the left. Jaeger's got him, drives into him, kicks it in the near corner, Hartman a contested three, Jaeger up high for the rebound. Up ahead, Carson Gould, too far for Carson Gould. Tapped ahead and grabbed by Stratton Fuller for Columbia City. He'll bring it back on a counterattack. Fuller crosses over into Martin. Pull up 12-footer in the lane. Rim's good. It rolled around the rim and then hung on the front of it for a long time before it finally gave up and went in. It's 26-18 Tigers. 2:40 left to play in our first half. Gould pounds the dribble. Eagles in a man-to-man. Jaeger started out to set a screen. Now in the weave, they hand off to Martin from left to right. Picks up his dribble in the corner. Finlinson makes a head fake and a drive in the lane. Put it up and a whistle and a foul call. Matthew Mulligan with his first. Free throws for Finlinson and the Tigers. Robbie last year for the JV shot 72%. Robbie went to Wawasee as a freshman. Played for the Tiger JV last season. Now with the varsity as a junior. And the first one is in the air and it's in and out. 2:27 to play in the half. Warsaw leads 26-18. Earlier today, Purdue beat IU in football 35-31. Michigan beat Ohio State by three. At the 4A State Football Championship, East Central beat Northwood 42-14. Finlinson makes the second. He's got six first-half points. Berger comes in for him. And the Eagles will bring it up. Again, we're perched right above the exit in the southeast corner of this beautiful new building. And a whistle and a foul called. Martin's going to get a foul. There was a pick and roll screen going on there, and Brandt tried to reach in there, got called for a foul. Fuller will play it in from the end of the scores table. Gets it into Denning. On the weave, Hartman, a pull-up jumper over Berger in the lane, no good. And Carson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. Gould up the far side, crosses over to the middle, gives it off to Berger, left of the key beyond the arc. Minded one dribble, then to Martin on the right side, down to the wing for Gould. 2 minutes to go, first half, Warsaw with the ball in a 9-point lead. Berger kicks it back to Gould. Trey Davis also into the game for the Tigers with Sullivan and Martin. Gould dribbles right, makes a head fake, drives to the free throw line, throws it out to Davis. Davis backs away. Now Gould hands off to Berger on the weave. Maiden runs into Mulligan, and he threw it way over everyone's head and out of bounds. He was trying to throw it to Trey Davis in the corner. Two things went wrong. One, Trey was going to cut to the basket. And two, that pass, I'm going to say it landed almost 15 feet beyond the sideline. So Tiger turnover. Eagles have the ball coming to the near end. 90 seconds left to play before halftime. And Hartman's got it at the top, being harassed by Berger. Into the corner to Denning. Runs into Gould. Runs into him again. Kicks it out for Marshall. Marshall backs it out. Now for Denning. Denning runs over Gould. Another blocking foul. Carson's got two fouls, both for blocking. And it'll be out of bounds on the fourth team foul of the quarter against the Tigers. Next one sends the Eagles to the line for two. Denning to play it in. Lobs it out for Kaufman outside the arc. One number five guarded by another. Now Owen Marshall. Inside, ball tipped away by Davis. Picked back up by Fuller. Finds a cutting Hartman on the baseline, but he's fouled. Free throw's coming up here for the Eagles. Davis gets the foul. His first, team's fifth. So, two free throws coming up here for Hartman, who is 1-for-2 in the game and has 5 points after scoring 24 in their opener at Whitco on Wednesday. And the left-hander puts the first one in. Again, they shot 12 of 15 as a team from the free throw line. He was 9 of 11. He had 24 of their 51. And that one's good. He's got 7. Mulligan in, Hartman out. Warsaw with the ball and a minute to play in our first half. 27-20. Tigers jumped out to a big lead early. It's been hovering somewhere between 7 and 10 ever since. Bricker left wing. Out to Meidenberger. Now to the right side for Gould. Berger being chased by Mulligan. Now Davis back to Berger. Berger drives in the lane. Needs help. Finds Gould. Left side to Meidenberger. Berger on the drive. Nowhere to go. Back out to Davis. Cross-court pass right side to Gould. He's about 10 feet from the midline, about 5 feet from the sidelines. 22 seconds. Berger at the left elbow. Back out to Gould. 16 seconds. Warsaw has the possession arrow, so they could get 2-for-1 here. Gould pacing with the basketball. Kaufman giving him space. 6-5. Gould to the right elbow. Makes a head fake. Leans in. Out to Davis. 2 seconds. Off-balance shot. No good at the buzzer. Tigers did not get off a good shot. Still, they lead at halftime, 27-20 here at Columbia City. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at the Birdcage in Columbia City. Tigers 27, Eagles 20. They have basketballs out there, and the locals and some Warsaw people, too, are out there with their dollar bills to shoot for free things. Here at the intermission, Warsaw with a 7-point lead at halftime. First half scoring for Columbia City. Stratton Fuller, 4. Owen Marshall, 1. Lane and Richmond, 2. Aiden Denning, 3. Matthew Mulligan, 3. And Brady Hartman is the leader with 7. For Warsaw, Robbie Finlinson, 6. Meidenberger, 3. Brant Martin, 5. Luke Yeager, 2. And the leader, Luke Bricker, who had 3 three-pointers and a field goal for 11 points. Warsaw led 15-7 after one. The Eagles outscored the Tigers 13-12 in the second to get to within 7 at 27-20 here at the intermission. We were never tied. We've had no lead changes. Warsaw jumped out to a big lead at one point. They were ahead 10-1 in the game, but the Eagles have clawed their way back to within 7 here at the intermission. Warsaw going for the sweep tonight at Columbia City. The JV won earlier, 49-32. Tristan Wilson with 18 points and 3 steals. Elijah Wright had 10 points for the Tigers. The freshmen also won in their first game with Jalen Reese, our good friend Jalen Reese, who just graduated 5 or 6 years ago. Jalen's first win as freshman coach was a 35-30 win over Columbia City. They outscored the Eagles in the last couple of minutes of the second quarter and the first couple of minutes of the third quarter, 18-4. Tucker Reed had 11, Grady Nelson with 8. Again, in the varsity game, Warsaw 27-20 leaders over Columbia City. We'll give the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 27, Columbia City 20 here at the Birdcage at halftime. It's time for the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first 16 minutes, Warsaw was 10 of 16 from the field, 4 of 7 from two-point range, 6 of 9 from three-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Columbia City was 7 of 18 from the field, 39%, 1 of 4 from the arc, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 11-5. Warsaw with 2 offensive rebounds, Columbia City the same. Warsaw with 9 turnovers in the first half, Columbia City with 4. That is a major problem for Warsaw. Too many turnovers in the first half. You would think, I'm sure Coach Moore would like to see some games where they had 9 for the whole game. 12, kind of that mile marker, kind of the spot that's in between. 9 in the first half, not nearly good enough. Good news for them, though, Columbia City was not able to take advantage of it. They only outscored Warsaw on the points off turnovers, 12-4. That could have been a lot worse. Warsaw with 4 points off turnovers. Second chance points, Columbia City 4 and Warsaw with 2. Points off the bench, each team with 3. Warsaw played to a 1.12 points per possession and Columbia City at 0.83. Individually for the Tigers, Luke Bricker, 4 of 5 from the field. 3 of those were 3-pointers, 11 first half points. Also for Warsaw, Robbie Finlinson, 2 of 2 from the field, made a 3-pointer, 1 out of 2 at the line, 6 points, 2 steals. The leading rebounder for the Tigers, Luke Yeager, 1 offensive, 5 defensive. He has 6 rebounds in the first half. But you look down, those 9 turnovers, those 9 turnovers are spread out over 6 guys. So it's not just one guy that is causing the trouble. They got a lot of guys that are having trouble with the turnovers. They'll have to clean that up in the second half. And if they do and continue to shoot the ball well, they should be in pretty good shape here in the second half. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.